From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Some traders on the New York Stock Exchange are among those trudging into work today. They kind of have to, but they'll only work a half day. Janet Babin explains.
In the early 1930s, a financial crisis shut the stock market down for days, and the exchange didn't tell investors when it would reopen. Economic historian John Steele Gordon says a federal law passed several years later, so that wouldn't happen again.
The stock exchange is forbidden to close more than three consecutive days,
which is why markets are generally open on Friday holidays. The half-day holiday started in the early 1990s for the days before July 4th, Christmas, and the day after Thanksgiving. Dr. Gordon Charlap, a partner at Rosenblatt Securities, used to hate it. Back then, he says traders paid a fee to lease their seats. So they paid for that day, even if they weren't working.
So I got to come in. I have to pay all this overhead.
Now that payment structure is different, so that pressure has eased up. But just because it's a half day doesn't mean it's always quiet.
You can get surprised with some outsized volume where you're working with kind of a skeleton staff.
Still, most investors prefer to trade when there are lots of potential buyers and sellers. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.